A week-long air show near Moscow brought together state-of-the-art aircraft and technology from around the world and allowed Russia to showcase its latest aerospace technology. All week, various aircraft have taken to the skies of the Zhukovsky airfield outside Moscow. They have ranged from helicopters and small single-engine planes to fighter jets and passenger aircraft. Russian pilots flew the latest Russian-made MiG fighter jets, and President Vladimir Putin took a ride in a strategic Tupolev 160 bomber. Squadrons of Italian and French military jets put on spectacular displays, leaving trails of multicolored smoke in the sky. The United States brought F-15 and F-16 fighter jets, tanker aircraft, and two of the powerful B-1B strategic bombers. U.S. Air Force Captain Steve Jones piloted the B-1 that flew each day. Recalling the Cold War era, he says he never imagined that one day he would bring a state-of-the-art bomber into Russia.
Personally, I never thought I would visit Russia, and it was definitely an honor to be chosen as a pilot to fly a B-1 into Moscow and land it here and be a part of the air show.
Another craft that drew a lot of attention was a prototype of a proposed Russian spacecraft known as the Klipper, which officials say will be ready for service within the next decade. Long lines formed as people sought to take a look inside the Klipper, which sat next to one of Russia's current spacecraft, the Soyuz. Soyuz craft routinely fly to and from the International Space Station carrying cosmonauts and cargo. The Klipper is foreseen as a replacement for the Soyuz. A lot of business was also conducted at the biannual show as it brought together aircraft company officials from around the world. Bill Gasparini for VOA News at the Zhukovsky Airfield outside Moscow.